Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Good Friday morning, or good Thursday morning to you. Getting ahead of myself there. 251-343-0106 if you would like to weigh in on anything we are talking about this morning. Very pleased to introduce my next guest, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, joining us on the line. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. We really, really do appreciate it. So you're in Alabama, I understand, making your way, I guess, you made this visit to the state to really talk about something that I think you've been really hammering lately, integrity in our elections, particularly here in Alabama. Can you catch the listeners up on what you've been up to?
Well, ever since January, well, actually in November, December, you know, all the fraud that was out there, all the crimes that there was enough evidence to convict every one of 330 million or 40 million people, whatever's in our country, we'd all go to prison for life. But the media and everything suppressed it, Fox being the worst. I say, don't go Fox on me now. And then when I got this new evidence that explained everything, which was the packet captures from the whole election on January 9th, I've been sounding the alarm ever since, and I've never let up. And since I did that, then I said, you know what, I've been telling everyone we're going to bring it to the Supreme Court, but I want to keep getting the word out. So I did that cyber symposium, which if you missed it, you can see it at frankspeech.com. But I did this ever since I did the cyber symposium. We had all 50 states were represented, and obviously nobody won the $5 million challenge because it was all from the 2020 election, and we proved it, but the media went silent on me again. And so since that time, though, it's been great because everybody's reached out. I call it the grassroots, and they got back to their states, and we've been going to mostly the red states. And because they've been so cooperative, like Alabama, everybody going, hey, let's look and see if it happened here too, which it happened in all 50 states because of the machines are in all 50 states. It doesn't matter what brand they are. And here in Alabama, this is our second meeting. Now we're going to come back again. Y'all got some real good stuff in Alabama. You have really good highest voter turnout of walk-in voters and got all kinds of great records down here. But what we got, you got a lot of good practices put in place, but you do have machines. You have ES&S machines and Dominion ES, it doesn't matter what machines. And we got to come back a third time. We're doing, we're all on the same team. When we left there, the Secretary of State, and there was about 12 people in the meeting today, and including a guy on my team we both left it. Well, okay, let's bring this and this back. So this will be in how soon I'll be back. I hope a week or two away, and we just want to get 100% proof to the bottom of everything that happened with this election. And I've been saying it all along, fix 2020 first. I'm going to be dropping that case before the Supreme Court, before Thanksgiving, everybody, before Thanksgiving. This has nothing to do with all the Dominion fake lawsuits and all that garbage out there. Remember, I asked Dominion to sue me. That was just to keep making the news to tell people about this attack on our country. We're going to drop it before Thanksgiving, and we're going around the country getting attorney generals on board in all these different states. So, my goal here in Alabama is once we got to get it to a certain point, then we would approach the attorney general. And that in each state that we've approached, they're in different levels here because that's where we're at with everything right now.
Well, can you walk us through exactly what the allegation is now? Secretary Merrill, last time you came to Alabama, he went on a media tour, said there's no way what you've alleged could happen, that there's no modem or there's no way that these could, that anything like this could happen. Can you just walk us through exactly what you suspect is going on?
Well, there's so many states are like that. They go, well, they take the word of the machine people that they weren't online, that there's nothing, there's no source code inside them. And, so you could probably pass a lie detector test saying that this couldn't happen here or couldn't happen here, whatever it is. But the way we left it today was, we're going to bring back XXX. We're going to do a little, like I say, there are good practices done here, but we got to do a deeper dive, and not just deeper dive, but specific things that were asked for today, we're going to bring back to Alabama, and then we'll be able to be more specific of the problem is. You got about five different ways when the machines are involved that you get, intrusions. You can flip, you can have the machines don't even have to be online. They can set a source code ahead of time. And that's what's so hard for people to wrap their head around. Now, when he went on that tour and said, hey, the machines weren't online, he could be correct. I asked today, I said, well, can we go audit a couple machines and a couple routers? And they said, no, it's against the law in Alabama. You can't do it. You got to have a judge's order. And he said, maybe you should go out and get a subpoena for that. But we're going to kind of take a little different route. Courts can tie things up forever. We're in a race against time here. We're losing our country. Terrible things are happening every day. So we both kind of walked out of that meeting and said, let's come back with this stuff. And then we'll go out there and give a full report on what's happening here in Alabama. Same thing we're doing in many, many, many other states. So
now you have an idea though, where this may have occurred. I think Shelby County was one of the places, maybe Huntsville, but you have some ideas where you could offer specific examples, or am I?
When we did the cyber symposium, you remember it's any place there's machines. I mean, you can't. One of the things that you can do is anybody can do out there if you go to frankspeech.com and go to the movie Scientific Proof. I had Dr. Doug Frank with me today, and you can look up what he proved. This guy was up for a Nobel Prize. Some of the smartest people in the world that I've been introduced to and gotten to know him. And he's a physicist, and he does look at numbers and stuff, and he found a mathematical algorithm that's used that could only be done by computers or source, like in this case, computers basically, or source code. So if I sat here and do I accuse every machine? Absolutely. And every machine company, I don't care if it's ESNS, Dominion, Smart, or Smartmatic, Hart, Diebold. They're all like a mafia crime family. You can start at the top and go all the way down. They're all tied together. I've kind of made, we're all on the same team. And when we left the meeting today, it's like, let's come back with this other thing before, so we can give specifics and say it, nothing being subjective. Cause it's just like, it definitely happened. I just don't know. You don't get exact until you start getting into, like they wouldn't show you in Maricopa County when they did the audits there, and they wouldn't give you the routers. There's a reason for that. Then you even know who did it, I believe that if you took the machines out of Alabama, you'd have one of the best election processes in the country, if not the best. And that's not accusing anybody of anything. And one of the things when we come into states, a lot of times people get, hey, we didn't do nothing wrong. No, you didn't do anything wrong. When it's a cyber attack, just like my company gets attacked, I have computer guys that protect that. But in the case with the machines in our country, you don't get to have geeks protecting that. You have to trust a company named ESNS or Dominion. You don't get to have your own geeks looking at the source code and protecting it. You know what I mean? You have to have, they're all in charge. They're the ones in charge, and you have to just trust. Well, they would risk their whole company if they did this. Well, that's when you're build machines to steal elections, they're doing what they were put out to do, that they were made to do. And that's what these machines were made to do.
Joined by Mike Lindell, he's the CEO of MyPillow. You know him, see him around television. Mike, let me ask you this. You had your way, putting in place some reforms, are putting in place something to remedy these problems. Do you have an idea of how do you even get to a solution?
We already have the solution, and that's one thing too. We are going to be posting up on frankspeech.com. My platform I built is frankspeech.com, and you can go there. And what we're going to do, when we drop the case 2 days before Thanksgiving, we're going to have a 4-day nonstop marathon from the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday before, all the way through Sunday, and just drop the evidence and all the evidence. And we're going to show the replacement for the machines. Actually, part of that, Alabama's already got. This is what I was saying, that there's a very good system where Alabama, they burn CDs and they bring it from the machines to a certain point. And from that point on, it's a very good, what you guys are doing here. So we have the replacement. Here's the bottom line. You only have two choices. You melt down the machines and use them for prison bars. That's number one. Or you get that these, they do have these things that are, they're complete dummy. You can't put source code in it. It's almost like a money counter, but you don't need them. Like France, they outlawed computers and machines back in the 1970s. They've seen this coming. I mean, something, when you get a cyber attack, if my geeks aren't as smart as the geeks attacking, it ends up costing a lot of money, whether it's a company, a gas line breach. Today, it's just in the news. There was in Pennsylvania, there was a cyber attack on the trains or something there. And when these things happen, it's all about, you can make it up with money. It just costs money. When it's an attack on our election, as everybody can see, you can lose your whole country. You lose your freedoms. We skipped right over socialism to communism. This was an attack by China. We have 100% evidence it was by China. And of course, people here helping them. I mean, the Democrats warned us of this, but they just happened. Their party got picked, and a lot of them are in on it. There's some Republicans in on it. A lot of this stuff is getting revealed now, so it's not all bad. They say 32% of Democrats now believe this election was stolen. And because more and more people are going, hey, I'm opening my eyes and I see that, they don't, before they wanted to believe. It's like a picks football game. If you're if you know there was cheating involved in a game and your side won, you really don't want to believe it, that you were part of that, or that it happened. You want to believe you won fair and square. Well, then when you find out, if you're on the other side, you don't want to believe. Of course, you want to believe there was cheating. But in this case, it's become so obvious that, and the bad things it's manifested to, where pretty soon there ain't going to be a person on this planet that doesn't know this was 100% attack. So we got to get rid of the machines, 100%. There's not, if these machines are still around in 2022, our country's gone forever.
And last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Are you optimistic? Do you feel pretty good, or do you just kind of hoping for the best? Like, where are you in regards to finding a solution to this?
Well, we have the solution, but we've got to fix 2020 first. And that's what I say. We're dropping the Supreme Court case. Everybody can look for it. You go to frankspeech.com and you can get you can see everything there. Or we have a website, fix2021st.com. You can sign a petition there. Now, if the Supreme Court accepts it, they're going to have all kinds of options out there for them to figure out, because it is an anomaly. But remember, in our country's history, every elected official that in every election in the history of the United States where they find out later that there was fraud or election crimes in this case, the other one that really won is put back in immediately. It's just never happened at the presidential level. Now, if the Supreme Court denies this, okay, the biggest thing is we need to get the word out and over Thanksgiving, everybody talking about it. Because if they deny even looking at this when they're there to protect our country, this was an attack by a foreign country. They're put in place. They're the Supreme Court. If they deny even looking at this, then all the states. Right now, there's great things going on in at least 11 states right now, and six of them are those swing states where there's lawsuits, audits being going on, stuff that's found. We have whistleblowers from both Dominion and other people that were involved in the crimes that are going to flip. So it all looks really good because those states can pull down their electors anytime. And, you know, who knows? You could have a whole new election. So many down tickets were affected too. You know, the solution, you know, maybe would be to have a new election. I don't know. All I know is the one thing that is going to, you can take this to the bank. There will be no machines in 2022 or we lose our country. They're going to have to be completely gone. And I don't care about, oh yeah, we, you know, chain of custody, all these different things. When you have, when you can do stuff with computer cyber warfare and attacks, it's over. You have to get rid of that. You have to take that out. Because everything else, remember, everything in our country that's going on that's bad, from borders to vaccine mandates to all these things, it all goes back to November 3rd, everybody. Everything bad happening, and it doesn't, I'm not talking about parties here, Democrat or Republican. I said anything you see out there that's going bad, you can track it back to the November 3rd election. This is what they want. This was an attack by China and other domestic people helping them. And we've got to fix 2021st, and I feel really good about it. I've never been somewhere, and I'm always an optimist, but, you know, back early on in January and February when I felt like I was the only one raising my hand and getting attacked every day and losing, you know, box stores and everything else. Well, now that's all changed because everybody, you know, is going out there with no fear, and everybody wants an audit. Ever since the cyber symposium I had, it happened everywhere, and everybody's got to get involved, and we can't lose our country.
Mike, one more time, folks want to find out more about your effort, tell them where to look.
Yeah, frankspeech.com. You can watch it every day. I have a show. I have LindellTV.com. You can go there. But everybody should sign that petition. That's fix2021st.com. And otherwise, you can always Google my name and find all kinds of platforms. But those three are very important. We've got to keep getting the word out, and everybody's got to stay in communication. We can't rely on Fox ever again. Fox, they went Fox on us. We should have T-shirts. Don't go Fox on me now.
All right. Michael Dell, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for making time for us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.